is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that there was a technical failure after an Israeli strike that local officials say killed at least 45 Palestinians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah late Sunday. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The Israeli parliament Monday. Netanyahu said Israel is investigating the strike. The reports say started a massive fire that also injured dozens. Netanyahu said Israel had evacuated about a million non-involved civilians before what he called a tragic mistake. Israel has seen surging criticism of its war against Hamas, even from its strongest allies. Speaking following a meeting of the European Union foreign ministers in Geneva Monday, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell denounced the attack and said the UN's top court order for a ceasefire should be respected.
I condemn this in the stronger terms, and these attacks take place immediately after the International Court of Justice ordered it to stop all military activities in Gaza.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Meanwhile, hundreds marched in Tunis Monday condemning the Israeli strike on Rafah. And again, according to Gaza authorities, killed 45 Palestinians, wounded dozens. Protesters waved Palestinian flags and chanted slogans as they gathered outside the French embassy in the Tunisian capital. The attack on the tent camp prompted an outcry from global leaders who urged the implementation of a world court order to halt Israel's assault. A report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog says that Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to weapons-grade levels. The confidential report was seen by the Associated Press Monday. It says Iran now has 142.1 kilograms, or about 303.2 pounds, of uranium enriched up to 60%, an increase since the last report in February. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on Ukraine's appeal for air defense systems in its war with Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has secured from Spain a pledge of additional air defense missiles to help in its fight against Russia. Zelensky says Russia launches about 3,000 bombs every month at Ukraine in the third year of the war. Ukraine still urgently needs another seven U.S.-made Patriot air defense systems to stop Russia from hitting key targets. Weekend, Russian aerial bombs hit a construction supply store and a mall in the city of Kharkiv, causing extensive damage and blazes that had to be battled. There were dozens of casualties and injuries. I'm Norman Hall.
The Papua New Guinea government said more than 2,000 people are believed to have been buried alive in a landslide in the South Pacific Island nation, and there is concern that another landslide could happen. They've already ordered new evacuations. The disaster struck after the side of a mountain came down early Friday morning when the village was asleep. The settlement is an arrestive and remote area in the interior of the poor rural nation off the northern coast of Australia, making search and rescue efforts complicated and hazardous. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on Canadian evacuees heading home after wildfire evacuation ended.
Residents in the western Canadian city of Fort Nelson, British Columbia, were given permission to return home after more than 4,700 people were evacuated for more than 2 weeks due to wildfires. They were forced to leave their homes on May 10th when strong winds pushed the Parker Lake wildfire within a few miles of the town. The Wildfire Service says that rain over the weekend helped firefighters and that the 47-square-mile fire was not expected to grow. The blaze has not been extinguished, however, and the service says it expects parts of the fire to continue burning into the fall. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A series of powerful storms in the central and southern U.S. over the Memorial Day holiday weekend has killed at least 22 people as they left a wide trail of destroyed homes, businesses, and power outages. Prosecutors and defense lawyers in Donald Trump's New York hush money trial are set to deliver closing arguments. Each side wants to score a final point with the jury Tuesday before it starts deliberating the fate of the first former American president charged with felony crimes. The arguments are expected to last the entire day. They'll give the attorneys one last chance to address the jury hearing the landmark case. And after 4 weeks of testimony, the lawyers argue and set the stage for deliberations in the case charging Trump in connection with payments during the 2016 election. The Republican ex-president denies any wrongdoing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.